Chapter 6 Robben Island. Nelson's room on Robben Island was very small, and it did not have a toilet. He had to stay in his room for 16 hours a day. In the day, he had to work hard outside. Nelson could not listen to the radio or read the news. Nelson's children could not visit him in prison. Winnie visited Nelson, but she could not sit in the same room as him. He had to talk to her through a window. "I'm going to be here for a long time," thought Nelson. "I must have a plan." "Please, can we study?" Nelson asked the guards. They did not listen to him, but Nelson continued to ask. "Okay," said the guards. Many months later, Nelson began teaching others in the prison to read and write. Nelson remembered learning discipline at the Clarkbury Institute and Hilltown College. It helped him to be strong on Robben Island. He also had a small garden, and he grew tomatoes and other vegetables there. Nelson studied different languages. He learned Afrikaans. The white guards spoke Afrikaans, and he wanted to talk to them in their own language. He also started to write his life story. He called it Long Walk to Freedom. But the guards saw Nelson writing it. "You can't do that," they told him. After that, Nelson could not study for 4 years. Later, Nelson's life in prison continued to be difficult. He did not get any news from outside the prison. He had to ask new men at the prison about the news. He also gave messages to other men on Robben Island for people outside the prison.